just turnovers and, you know, just kind of killing ourselves. I mean, we're in the right position. We're in the position to make plays, and we're just, you know, not converting some of them and doing certain things to shoot ourselves in the foot.
5 drops is very uncharacteristic of you guys. Is there anything you can do to fix it?
Just concentration. I mean, you know, myself included. I own up to all my mistakes and all the things that I've done wrong. So, myself included, we got to focus in on the football and focus in on a lot of them are on, or majority were on third down. So that's something that we have to keep our concentration in order to move the chains and convert.
The first of those third down balls was kind of in your hand, at least in your hand. Is that one you think you got to bring in? The second
one? Yeah, I mean, all of them. I mean, any ball in my direction, in my opinion, I got to bring in. I got to be able to make the play for my team and make the play whenever Eli looks my way. So any ball that's come my way, I own up to it, and that's one I got to bring in.
It's obviously a timing thing, but, I mean, you know, a couple of days ago you were talking to us about wanting to get more targets, and then you have a couple of key drops here today. I mean, how disappointing is that?
Any drops is disappointing regardless of any, you know, timing or matter or any game. So anytime you have a drop is disappointing. I just got to do a better job of reeling the ball in whenever it's thrown in my direction and moving the chains for my team.
Was that ball tipped to kind of put up your concentration for a second?
Not really. I got to just follow it all the way to my hands. I just got to, you know, no matter how far out of the reach it is, I'm able to make that catch. I've made that catch before. It's just a matter of, you know, looking all the way in, making that extra reach at the right time and bringing the ball in. So still very early in the season, and you know, we got work days and practice to continue to work on it and be ready come Sunday.
What was the degree of difficulty? Because it looked like you were pretty well extended out there, full speed extended.
Yeah, I mean, they're difficult catches. I mean, anytime, you know, you're running full speed, trying to get away from defenders, and Eli's putting it in a place where only you can catch it. So it's something that, you know, I'm pretty well extended. It's degree of difficulty is definitely high, but it's definitely things that, balls that I've caught before and balls that I have to continue to catch in order for us to, you know, move the chains in those specific down and distances and for us to be prosperous.
And you've always been a fan favorite, and right there, you might have heard your first booze ever reaction to that.
I could care less.
How much more frustrating is it when coach continues to preach about the details, and that was really where this team tripped up today?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, a little frustrating, but you understand that we got to clean these things up fast, and we have to look at these details, look at these plays where it was our opportunity to continue to do the right thing and move the chains, and, you know, fumbling and turning the ball over, that can't be characteristics of this team. So we have to be able to go back to the drawing board, see what we did wrong, learn from it, and continue.
Get the win, correct things, and, I mean, you kind of jam everything into a few days.
That's why we're professionals. We got to go in there, and this is what the work we consist of, is going there, watching the film, understanding the things we did wrong, and continuing to learn. So that's why they put us in this position, and that's why we have to learn quickly and move on.
What kind of progress did you see today from the passing game specifically?
We were confident. I think the confidence level was there. We were getting ourselves open. We were making the big play. It's just a matter of us cashing in. I mean, once we got inside the 20, we had some turnovers or we didn't convert and things like that. So it's unfortunate, but I did see some positive things in our offense today.
What is the playbook when the stretch there when there were about 3 or 4 things, bad things just happened right so quickly? You know, how difficult is that to kind of reel it in a little bit, you know? What's it like when that's taking place?
It's tough, but, you know, in any game there's going to be adversity. There's going to be adversity in this team, so we just got to be able to come battle back from that. And it's tough. I think, you know, our team was put against the wall today, and we had to come off that wall, and a couple instances we didn't respond. But we got to be able to pick ourselves up and continue.
The first interception, you were the target. Did you see, was that ball just coming out too low where the defensive lineman could get a hand on
it? I honestly didn't even see it. I was still running my route, and Eli, I think he was in distress a little bit and kind of threw it in my direction. So that's one that you wish you had back, obviously, one where, you know, I kind of wasn't looking and things like that. So it's an unfortunate error, and it's unfortunate on my behalf. I got to be able to look for the ball and anticipate the pressure and things like that, but we just got to continue to move on.